The new opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has put the nuclear energy debate back onto the political agenda this week. Mr. Abbott says Australia must discuss using nuclear power as a way to combat climate change. The government has ruled out the nuclear option, with the Prime Minister Kevin Rudd saying the Liberals want to put a nuclear power plant in everyone's backyard. But a physics professor from Oxford University has just published new research which concludes that radiation isn't as dangerous as people think. Professor Wade Allison says Australians shouldn't fear nuclear technology. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The word nuclear power plant can conjure up dangerous images of mushroom clouds and the Chernobyl disaster. But an eminent physicist from Oxford University says fear is an emotional, not a rational reaction to nuclear power. Professor Wade Allison has published his research in a book called Radiation and Reason.
The case that I'm making in my book is that radiation at low levels is not bad for us. There are those who have done some very distinguished research which may even suggest that it's a bit good for us.
His views may sound extreme, but his research has been applauded in the scientific community. Professor Sir Eric Ash, lauded for his contributions to modern electronics, says he agrees with the conclusions drawn by Wade Allison's research. Professor Allison says the radiation in waste produced by modern nuclear power plants can be made safe.
On the back of my book, I quote, and I've been there, so I've actually seen this, that the level of radiation in the store where the nuclear waste is stored in Sellafield, you'd have to stay there for 1,000,000 hours to get as much radiation as somebody who's having a course of radiotherapy gets to the healthy parts of their body in a single day.
He says nuclear power should be used to reduce carbon emissions.
If you think of your own health, perhaps you've got cancer, now we've got to do the same thing with the environment. And instead of saying no radiation and no use of nuclear radiation under any circumstances, we've got to realise and think about the health of the planet the way we think about our own health.
Australia won't have an emissions trading scheme to take to next week's climate change conference in Copenhagen. Instead, the Liberal leader Tony Abbott has reignited the nuclear energy debate. Ziggy Zekalski is chairman of the government's Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. He was also the Howard government's advisor on nuclear energy. And he says Australia must seriously look at nuclear power as a real alternative.
We stand apart from the community of nations with which we compare ourselves. The European Union, which is often held up as an example of the most progressive attitudes towards energy and climate change, gets more than 30% of their energy from nuclear power, and that number is increasing. I think we are suffering as a country from not having had a national debate about nuclear energy through the 80s and the 90s.
That's Ziggy Switkowski, the chairman of the government's Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, Felicity Ogilvie, with that report.